Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A federal court of appeals deals a potential crippling blow to Obamacare. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber. Matt, this case that just came down by a three-judge panel for the District of Columbia Court of Appeals could be a crippling blow to the Obamacare law. It ruled that tax subsidies that are central to the program may not be provided in at least half of the states. We'll talk about what that means and break that down. But this could be another huge blow against Obamacare and literally cripple it.
People need to understand this is the biggest judicial activity on Obamacare and potentially the best for those who want to see this monstrosity undone since the infamous ruling a couple years ago where Justice Roberts essentially ruled that Obamacare was a tax and therefore was constitutional. This could absolutely gut Obamacare.
Well, it deals with what's called the exchanges. And the exchanges come into situations where someone does not have an insurance policy and they want to go out to the exchange to get one. These are exchanges that are supposed to be set up by the states. Now, it also deals with someone who has an insurance coverage, but certain things may not be covered under it that they want. So they go out to the exchange to get that particular aspect covered. The bottom line is that these exchanges were designed only to work when the states voluntarily accepted them. So what we have is 27 states, mostly with Republican leaders, who opposed the law and decided against setting up these so-called marketplace exchanges, and another 9 states that partially opted out of the exchanges. So here's what happens. Under the Obamacare law, if the state has an exchange that's set up and someone needs to go out to the exchange to get insurance coverage, either all of it or some part of it, there is a federal subsidy that comes to that individual to help pay for that particular insurance coverage. But it only works when the states have actually agreed to set up an exchange. So what Obama has done, again, typically ignoring the law, in these 27 states that do not have exchanges, where the federal government has had to come in and set it up instead of the states, or the 9 states where they partially opted out of the exchanges, you should not be able to get any federal subsidy, but Obama has been doing it anyway.
Anyway.
He's going to give the federal subsidy anyway. This case was a challenge to say there is no authority under Obamacare for the federal government to give these federal subsidies in states that do not have a state-run exchange. That's 27 states with 9 other states partially opting out.
Well, CNBC puts it this way. A judicial panel in a 2-1 ruling said such subsidies can be granted only to those people who bought insurance in an Obamacare exchange run by an individual state or the District of Columbia, not on the federally run exchange, healthcare.gov. And the judges said Section 36B plainly makes subsidies available in the exchanges established by states, wrote Senior Circuit Judge Raymond Randolph in his majority opinion, where he was joined by Judge Thomas Griffith. Quote, "We reach this conclusion, frankly, with reluctance, at least until states that wish to can set up their own exchanges. Our ruling will likely have significant consequences both for millions of individuals receiving tax credits through federal exchanges and for health insurance markets more broadly." President Obama was illegally siphoning fuel and putting it into the Obamacare program. This cuts off the spigot.
This is just another one of President Obama or King Barack Hussein Obama's attempts to become untethered to the Constitution and ignore the Congress, ignore the law, and just do whatever he wants to. Because the law that he signed, that Congress unfortunately passed, says that the federal subsidies can only be given out when someone enrolls in an exchange that is run by the state or the District of Columbia. Now, when a state, they didn't anticipate, by the way, that all these states were going to opt out. They thought, oh, you know, these people live in a different world. They just think everyone's going to love it eventually. They may not like it at first, but it's good medicine for you. Here, take it. Everyone's going to enjoy
it. That's what socialists always think.
They always think that they know best. And yet 27 states said, no way, no how, we're not going to do it. 9 states have partially opted out. So now they're stuck with, well, wait a minute, how do we run this system that now has Obama's name to it, Obamacare? Well, we're going to give the exchanges the subsidies anyway. This federal court said, no, 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 that's a violation of the law.
Well, it is. And in his dissent, Judge Harry Edwards called this, quote, a not-so-veiled attempt to gut Obamacare. And he said that the judgment, quote, portends disastrous consequences.
You know,
sweeter words were never spoken.
Happy to hear those kinds of words, because Obamacare has been a disaster from the very first day. We filed the very first lawsuit against Obamacare. It's kind of like a piranha constantly nibbling at it. Unfortunately, the Supreme Court should have struck it all down, and Chief Justice John Roberts switched his vote and upheld it by a 5-4 decision. This nightmare could have been done a long time ago. But bit by bit by bit, this law is crumbling. People are not signing up. It's crumbling. Now this is a crippling blow.
Well, it will no doubt be appealed to the Supreme Court. Now, this gives Justice Roberts a second bite at the apple here. And I don't think Justice Roberts was falling all over himself trying to defend Obamacare. I think he sincerely does his level best, I think. And I think here he was out of bounds. But he wants to give the legislature and the executive branches, he doesn't want to interfere too much. But this gives him a chance, because this is so clearly illegal, and there's really no way to get around this. I think that this gives Justice Roberts a second opportunity to do what he should have done 2 years ago, and that is to kill this Obamacare Frankenstein monster once
like
and for all.
It's like a monster that keeps raising its head, and you need to just drive a stake through its heart and close the coffin on top of it. I mean, this is a terrible law. It's a socialist-driven agenda that does not improve our health care. It improves nothing about our health care. It just simply extends government's authority into the private, most critical decisions of your own health care. But this decision, we can't underestimate this or
understate it.
This is a crippling blow to Obamacare. You're talking about all of these individuals in these 27 states, and this may ultimately result in more states wanting to opt out and kill this monster. We're talking about more than half of the states, 27 states plus 9 others on top of that. 27 states have not had state exchange systems, and that means that millions of people will be affected by this. And that is good news, not that people don't have insurance coverage. We need to make sure that people do have affordable care, but Obamacare was never about that. It was about government control of your lives.
Well, everyone recalls what a disaster the rollout of healthcare.gov was. Well, this essentially challenges all the policies that people have, so-called policies that people that were implemented, and then people that have received the millions that Obama has bragged about through healthcare.gov. This puts all of those in jeopardy. They need to wipe the slate clean and start again.
Yeah, it needs to be completely gone. Obamacare needs to be a bad memory in our history, and we're going to continue to keep you informed. We'll continue to be involved in this issue as well. We've been involved in the very first case ever filed by a private party, and we also were involved in the case at the Supreme Court, filing an amicus brief there in the Hobby Lobby and other cases there before the Supreme Court. This is a huge case, great decision. It puts a crippling blow against Obamacare. Join Liberty Counsel as we advance religious freedom, life, and family through litigation, education, and policy. Visit us at lc.org. Again, Liberty Counsel's website is lc.org. You can also call us at 1-800-671-1776 for more information on how you can be involved, how you can support Liberty Counsel, and keep us involved and apprised of what's happening in your community. You can send us emails at liberty@lc.org. You can go to our website, lc.org, and from there you can visit many of our other websites and outreaches as well. This is a critical issue. I think it's a great decision. It is a crippling blow to Obamacare, And it's part of the whole fiasco of this whole administration, just kind of running around, making all these absolute nonsensical mistakes because they don't follow the rule of law. That's what happens when you don't follow the rules of law, when you disregard the will of the American people. This is a nightmare that we will continue to work to make sure that it is over. Call us today. Become involved in Liberty Counsel with your prayers and your financial support. Visit lc.org or call us 800-671-1776.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.